Hi guys, I'm back. I've been traveling since the beginning of the year for work stuff, so that's why I haven't posted in a while. I've been working on different projects and exploring different opportunities and trying to figure out a way to get you guys some better content and produced videos. So that's why I haven't been around. Anyways, I'm going to talk about the coronavirus, and I know everybody's talking about Tom Hanks, and I'm sure you're all very interested in hearing about what I have to say about Tom Hanks, and I'll get to that. But I want to go over the coronavirus first. So I'm not going to get into the origins of the coronavirus. I will say that I do believe that the coronavirus was created by the deep state. I'm sure many of you have heard that Bill Gates owns the patent to it. And so there's plenty of videos out there that you guys can watch and learn about, how this was created and who created it, which it was created by the cabal, and why it was created. But I'm gonna kind of focus on what's happening now and what I believe this quote unquote pandemic really means. And I have a theory as to what is really going on, and I've been tracking the news every day, all day, and I haven't done a video yet because I just kind of wanted to see how everything plays out. And but I think there's enough information out now and for me to, kind of come forward with my theory on what I do believe is really happening. And so, anyways, I want to start with President Trump and what he has said about the virus, all right? So President Trump has been saying for many weeks now that this virus is very low risk. It's not that serious. He has said that he believes this is just going to go away in a few weeks. And here's one of his tweets. He tweeted out, "So last year, 37,000 Americans died from the common flu. It averages between 27,000 and 70,000 per year. Nothing is shut down. Life and the economy go on. At this moment, there are 546 confirmed cases of coronavirus and 22 deaths." Think about that. Another quote that he said, "Now the virus that we're talking about, a lot of people think that this goes away in April with the heat, as the heat comes in. Typically that will go away in April. We're in great shape. We have 12 cases, 11 cases, and many of them are in good shape now." He said this a few weeks ago. The numbers have gone up. All right, so he said that too, and I'm citing these quotes for a reason, so bear with me here. All right, so the newest numbers that came out about the coronavirus, and this was according to Fox News today. Today in the US, we have 400 plus cases, 21 deaths, and zero child deaths. Now, Fox compared this to the seasonal flu last season. Here in the United States, we had 35.5 million cases of the flu, 34,200 deaths and 136 child deaths. Okay, so most of the trusted doctors out there, such as someone like Dr. Drew, so I'm talking about doctors that are not controlled by the cabal, they're all saying that this is not any more serious than the flu and that the mainstream media is totally overblowing this, and they're causing all this fear porn, and they're just completely overreacting about this. All right, so okay, we have the president of the United States saying that the risk is low, that this isn't more serious than the flu, and we have a lot of prominent doctors who I trust, doctors that are not cabal controlled, that are saying the same thing. Okay, so if this isn't as serious as the flu, why do we have all this panic? Why is the mainstream media in hysterics over this? Okay, so let's look at the recent events that have happened in relation to the coronavirus. We had Italy go on complete lockdown. So the entire country of Italy is on lockdown. And what's in Italy? The Vatican. And what's the Vatican? The Vatican is one of the biggest child sex trafficking hubs in the world, okay? So what else happened in these past few weeks? We had 20,000 U.S. troops flood into Europe for a massive military exercise. And this has been compared to massive drills that happened in the Cold War era. This operation is called Defender Europe 20, and it's the largest deployment of Europe in 25 years. And this is according to military officials, and it was reported in the Washington Times. Okay, so this isn't getting a lot of coverage, but as of now, we have the biggest military deployment by U.S. troops going on in Europe for the first time in 25 years. Okay, so there's that. So President Trump gave a speech tonight, a special address from the Oval Office, and he issued a 30-day travel ban to Europe. So let's connect the dots here. We have 30,000 troops that are now in Europe. We have Italy on lockdown. And we also have a 30-day travel ban to Europe. Okay? Do you see how all these different events are lining up? There's no coincidence here. I guarantee you all these events are related. And when Trump said that there would be a 30-day travel ban to Europe, that made me think of Q's post done in 30. Okay, something else that's happening right now. The Code of Vets official Twitter handle that's verified, it's at Code of Vets. They tweeted today that some of our vets, individual ready reserve members, veterans are being activated. That was earlier today. And then we had the National Guard was deployed in New York yesterday. And furthermore, we have a lot of deep state cabal members, such as Iranian officials. One of the Hezbollah leaders I read contracted the coronavirus. I read that yesterday. They are all coming down with the coronavirus. And I'll get to Tom Hanks. Don't worry. And then we also have members of Congress and people that work in the Trump administration, such as Cruz, Getz, Gosar, and Collins, they're self-quarantining, okay? What else happened today? We had the United States carry out a widespread nationwide arrest blitz on the CJING cartel, okay? And there were hundreds arrested today in this sting. These cartel members are used by the deep state as foot soldiers, just like MS-13. And there's a lot of people on Twitter who are theorizing that these cartel members are being rounded up so they can't pull any attacks when the mass arrests happen. So what I'm piecing together here, and again, this is just a theory, but if you've been following Q and if you've been following me, you know that I've been talking about, and Q's been posting about these mass arrests happening for the past 3 years. And we know that there's over 150,000 sealed indictments. We also know, thanks to Q, that when this happens, that most likely President Trump's going to declare martial law. He's going to bring in the military to conduct the arrests, and he's also going to use the National Guard. Okay, so Italy is already on lockdown. We are on lockdown, but there are a lot of businesses that are on lockdown. For example, Twitter announced today that they're encouraging all of their employees to work from home. The NBA just announced that they're postponing the rest of the season as of now. A lot of businesses in the United States are already going into lockdown. I believe that this could be the initial steps towards martial law. Because I do believe that when these mass arrests happen, that we will be in martial law for our own safety. So what I think is going on here and what I think is happening is I believe that the coronavirus, which the President of the United States and many doctors have said is no more serious than the flu, is the cover to put the country into lockdown, just like Italy is in lockdown, to possibly declare martial law, get people off the streets, keep them in their homes so they're safe. So when the military and the National Guard sweeps in and conducts these mass arrests, it is done in a manner where people are kept safe. And like I said, if you've been following me and if you've been following Q since 2017, Q has been talking about these mass arrests, and Q has also been talking about how when these arrests happen, there will probably be many days of darkness, social media might go down, the National Guard's going to come in, the military will be used to arrest these people, and that is what I believe is happening right now. I could be wrong, I don't know for sure, but one thing I know for certain, and I've been saying this for years, and I'll continue saying this until it actually happens, is that these mass arrests are going to take place. These mass arrests are going to happen. What I don't know, and what no one knows, unless you're a member of the Q team, is when they're going to take place and how they're going to take place. But it does not make sense to put entire countries into lockdown and to send 30,000 of our troops for the first time in 25 years to Europe for a virus that is no more serious than the flu. So you have to use critical thinking here and wonder what's really going on here. Okay? And in addition to that, I'm sure you guys saw that President Trump retweeted the meme that Dan Scavino tweeted the other day that said, in my next piece is nothing can stop what's coming. Well, we know that nothing can stop what's coming is a Q phrase. And then shortly after that, Joe M tweeted a meme that he made and he wrote, my next piece is, are you ready for arrests? Now, I don't know for sure when these mass arrests are going to happen. It's really looking like they could be happening this month and or next month. And again, the cover for getting everyone inside so they're safe, so there's not civil war, so there's not civil unrest, so these arrests can go down as smoothly and safely as possible is the coronavirus. I don't know for sure. But it's every day I wake up and I go online and I read the news, I'm tracking everything going on, and I'm getting more and more signs that this is happening and things are starting to point to that. But again, I don't know for sure, but I do believe that Q is supposed to be a 3-year operation. And the 3-year anniversary of Q's first post is going to be this fall. And you would think that the White Hats, when planning this, they would have planned for the mass arrest to happen before the election, because there's no guarantee that President Trump is going to win the election, even though, unless God forbid something happens to him, which it won't, I just don't think that they could bank on President Trump winning the election. I think that the arrests have to happen before the election, because God forbid he doesn't win or something happens where he doesn't get elected. This is their potentially their one and only shot to once and for all take down the cabal and arrest all these people involved in crimes against children and treason and all their kinds of horrible things. So everything is pointing to that. And I do believe that the mass arrests will happen before the election. Again, I could be wrong. I know that they're going to happen. So maybe they won't happen until after the election. But I do believe that Q is meant to be a 3-year operation, which would mean that the mass arrests have to happen before this fall, before the election. And everything is lining up for that to happen. Okay? You know, and so Trump tweeted, nothing can stop what's coming. And that's, I mean, nothing can stop what's coming is one of the biggest Q phrases. Q's use that phrase over and over and over again. You can go to qmap.pub and put in that phrase and you can see how many times Q's posted that. And there's been a lot of signs and comms from the White Hats and President Trump that the storm is here, that this is it. You know, Trump tweeted a link to the CDC today, and the link had all these medical pictures relating to the coronavirus, but one of the photos was a picture of a storm, you know. And so people that follow me and follow my page, you guys know that the White Hats and President Trump speak in code, and that's how they let us know what's going on. So I do think that the storm is finally here. I do think that these mass arrests could happen under martial law that is under the guise of the coronavirus pandemic. Because again, if you think about this critically, does it make sense to shut down entire countries and businesses and events, sporting events, for a virus that's not as serious as the flu? Think logically, it does not make any sense. So expand your thinking, connect the dots, look at the military activity that's going on, look what's going on with the National Guard, look how vets are being activated, and put the pieces together. So like I said, I do believe that there's a very good chance that the coronavirus is the cover for going in and finally arresting these people. We do know that there's over 150,000 sealed indictments, and these arrests have to take place somehow, and they have to take place at some point in time. So this actually seems like a brilliant way to do it, because I know that the biggest concerns that the White Hats have when they do finally pull the trigger and conduct these mass arrests is that there's going to be civil unrest. You know, look what happened after Trump got elected. We had riots and we had Antifa on the streets. We had vandalism everywhere. And so imagine how these people are going to react when they find out that their favorite politicians like Hillary Clinton and loser celebrities like Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are involved in trafficking children. It's probably not going to go over so well for a lot of these people, and that is why they need to keep people out of the streets, in their homes, so people are safe. All right, so Tom Hanks. So President Trump gave his address tonight, and literally less than 10 minutes after he finished his address, Tom Hanks announced that him and his wife, Rita Wilson, have the coronavirus. So, like I said, I believe the coronavirus is a cover for the White Hats to go in and arrest all these criminals and satanic pedophiles, all right? I think that some of these celebrities are either going to use the coronavirus as an excuse to flee, which is what Joe M. actually tweeted about Tom Hanks tonight, or the White Hats are allowing them to claim they have the coronavirus to help facilitate their arrest. I'm not sure which one it is, but I don't believe for one second that Tom Hanks has the coronavirus. And if you've been following my YouTube channel, you know that Tom Hanks is not only a pedophile who has been accused publicly by some of his victims, including Sarah Ashcraft, who publicly accused him 2 years ago now of raping her, which he's never denied. He actively has been running a child sex trafficking ring on his Instagram and Twitter pages, which you guys, most of you are aware of. And if you're not, go check out his Instagram pages and his Twitter handle and look at all of the trophies and articles of clothing and items from little kids that he posts on his social media pages with comments that are super creepy and make absolutely no sense. I also think it's interesting that a few days ago, Tom Hanks tweeted another item, probably from a missing or trafficked child, and a lot of people were calling him out for it on Twitter, including Joe M. And Joe M. even tagged the FBI in one of the comments and said the FBI should investigate Tom Hanks. And here we are a few days later. Now Tom Hanks is allegedly in Australia and has the coronavirus. So I think we're going to start seeing a lot of these members of the cabal come out and claim that they have the coronavirus. And like I've said, I believe that the coronavirus is going to be used as a cover to go in and arrest these elite satanic pedophile cabal members such as Tom Hanks. I'm just not sure if Tom Hanks is in submission and the White Hats are allowing him to say this, or if he knows the hammer is about to drop and he's literally trying to flee. It doesn't matter, because if he isn't in submission and or under White Hat control and is trying to flee, he's not going to make much progress. The White Hats have everything on all these people. They're all being tracked. They have, as Q says, they have it all. The NSA has evidence and video recordings and other evidence of their crimes, because they were stupid enough to use their phones to, and social media, such as Tom Hanks, to run their child sex trafficking networks and to document their crimes. So none of these people are safe, as Q says, and they're not going to be able to get away with it. So anyways, very interesting that Tom Hanks announced that he had the coronavirus right after Trump issued the travel ban. The next few weeks are going to be really interesting. If you go back to Q's posts from March in 2019 and 2018, Q talks about March Madness. Q talks about brackets. Q talks about how the public's going to know soon. So again, there's a lot of Q posts from 1 and 2 year deltas that do possibly signal that these mass arrests are going to be happening in the next few weeks. And I suspect we will be seeing a lot more members of the cabal claiming they have the coronavirus. Again, I believe that that's just a cover or a front for these mass arrests taking place. And I do believe that it's very possible that the country will go into martial law, at least under lockdown, like Italy. And that's when the arrest will take place. I don't know for sure, but everything is lining up for that to happen. So that's what I believe is going on, and things are going to get really interesting. I think we're going to see a lot of big things happen and big news break in the next few weeks. And as, like I told you before, I predicted that there's a good chance Tom Hanks might be one of the first arrests, at least the arrests that are announced, because of Q posts that referenced Big. You know, Tom Hanks was in the movie Big, and Q's made a lot of references to Big and, you know, how the first big arrest is going to cause a mass awakening around the planet. So I have theorized that Tom Hanks could be the first big public arrest, but I don't know that for sure either. I think it's also possible it could be the Pope, especially considering that Italy's on lockdown, and I believe that it's on lockdown because they're draining the pedophile swamp in the Vatican. So anyways, we'll see what happens, but that's my two cents on everything that's going on. And again, this is a theory I have. We're in a shadow war. We've been in a shadow war for years now, and the mainstream media isn't reporting the truth. And there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. And so we just have to take the information that we have and use critical thinking and put pieces together. And that's what I try to do for you guys. So that's all I have for now. If you like my work, you can donate to me at paypal.me/LizCroken. And then if you want to buy one of my Q hats that I designed, I have a store, which is liz-croken.myshopify.com. And there's other products on there. There's other Q gear that I designed on that website, not just hats. There's tank tops and towels and other things. So anyways, that's all I have for tonight. And my best recommendations for everyone is to stay calm and don't panic. I am not concerned about the coronavirus. I really do not. Sorry, my computer just turned out again. I do not believe it's any more serious than the flu. Oh, God, hold on. And my best suggestion for everyone would just be to stock up on 10 days worth of food and water. And if we do go into martial law here in the United States, I would just recommend for people to stay inside their homes. Stay inside your homes, and I do believe there's a chance that if we go into martial law, the communication might go down, so you might not have access to the internet or your phones, but it's only going to be for a short period of time. So just stay inside your homes, stay safe. I would go to the stores now and stock up on food and water, and everything's going to be great. When these people are finally arrested and brought to justice, it's going to be a whole new world. All right, guys, I'll be checked back soon.